All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? Welcome back to Wheel Wednesday. We're here. I'm Scott from Koenig. This is Nick from Koenig. Yeah, it's true.
What's up? What's going on? How was your weekend? Did you have any fun this weekend?
No. There might have been fun stuff. It was all family stuff. So nothing car or anything related that anybody out there would care about. So let's plummet right into today's topic.
So what is today's topic, Scott?
Yeah, so today we're going to do a little ranting about flow forming. I don't know that we're going to go completely through the whole entire index of exactly what flow forming is and constructions versus other constructions. I think that today we're going to try to talk about, in general, kind of what flow forming is and loosely tackle some of the questions that people ask that come up about flow forming and kind of how it pertains to them making a wheel choice.
Well, so I guess we're just going to jump right into it. So what exactly is flow forming?
Yeah.
What does it mean to have a flow formed wheel?
Yeah. So I think what's interesting is that so flow forming is a process, much like casting and forging. When you have a forged wheel, a flow form wheel, a cast wheel. They're terms, they're processes, and a lot of companies have coined their own terms. I don't want to throw companies out, all different terms to basically try to express that it's a unique version of flow forming. Still flow forming. There may be companies that have different processes. There may be, slight variations of how the process works.
Right.
There may be, some companies that do certain things that, their machining is a little bit different. Their heats are different. They have, variations to the exact steps of what they're, whatever. And that is their unique process. But in general, the process itself is, of flow forming is kind of talking about the same thing, which is basically what happens is, you take a wheel, it's casted out of a mold at a narrower width than desired.
Right.
And then what happens is the wheel is then spun under heat most of the time, And as the wheel's spun, what happens is there's these dies. They get into the barrel. They start close to the face, and they start to basically extrude out the aluminum. And what happens is every time it's doing a pass in the barrel area, it's squeezing the metal and pulling the metal to the desired final width under this heat.
Right.
And what ends up happening is the barrel starts to take on a lot of similarities to the molecular structure to the aluminum because it's being squeezed.
Right.
Starts to take on a lot of the similarities that are found in the forging process. So you pick up strength and you're able to run less aluminum in that area where you start to pick up a weight savings. So some of your advantages when you start to talk about, you'll see a better weight comparison as far as the lighter weight to wider wheels. So a narrower wheel, the wider you go in wheels, you start to see more and more and more benefit. As far as, when you compare it to maybe a traditional cast wheel.
Right. So flow forming is its own unique process of making a wheel as opposed to, like cast, forge. Like they all have their own special forms of being, of creating its own design. So you're saying like it stretches it out. Now, how does that make it stronger?
Yeah, so like I said, basically what happens is these two dies, when they extrude out the aluminum,
right.
What's happening here is they're squeezing. They're compressing the metal. The same,
okay.
Like when you forge something, right. That's what happens. They basically take a piece of metal and, it's basically beaten down and compressed.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Before they take it out and actually machine the design in into the wheel.
I got you.
So that's kind of what happens in the barrel area. you know, there's some advantages there. I mean, typically you'll hear people say, you know, it's lighter, it's stronger than a traditional wheel.
So the reason it's lighter is because it's using less material because it's stretching out the material it made to make the smaller mold, and it's just stretching it out and compressing it. So that's why it's – because it's not as much material. It's just – it's all compressed and pulled like as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's where you pick up some of your weight savings, and then, you know, there's some other things that you get as a benefit of flow forming.
Like what?
So things like greater shock resistance, meaning that, you know, again, you talk about the strength. So we increase tensile strength in those, in that barrel area.
Right.
And when we do that, we're going to pick up things that allow for a greater shock resistance, meaning that when you use it for daily driving and you drive through that pothole or different things, you know, you'll have more of a, you know, kind of a strength before a wheel would experience a bending in that barrel area. And then you'll have things like elongation, which is a term that probably nobody, very few people have heard. And so what is elongation? It means that metal would be able to bend more before reaching a catastrophic breaking point. So why is this important? Well, because there are some there's some differences that happen in certain forged wheels and different things. I'm not going to get too much into it, but basically what happens is if you have a wheel mounted on a tire and you're driving, let's say on the track or whatever it may be, having a wheel that would essentially bend more before it reaches that catastrophic breaking point.
Before it cracks and you have a blowout, it's safer.
In many ways, it's safer, yes. And so, you know, people, we'll see this quite a bit. Listen, these wheels, and we've said it before, wheels are metal, not magic. Whether you have a forged wheel, a cast wheel, a flow-formed wheel, if you impact something hard enough, you will bend it, break it, deform it, work hard. I mean, these are all things that happen, and over time, you can experience damage on a wheel.
No wheel lasts forever.
Well, I mean, some of them do, but listen, you know, we have a great podcast, and I think it's great, so, you know, hey. we have a great podcast where we talk about how to prevent wheel damage.
How to prevent wheel damage. Yeah, we did a pretty good one. That was a little while ago, but we also discussed, like, using it on the track and daily driving and, you know, pretty much all the things you can avoid.
Right. So, you know, so we go into detail in that podcast on some of the things that you can do to prevent that damage and kind of what you should look for and kind of making sure that you examine your wheels and routinely inspect them. But, you know, listen, so that elongation allows a wheel to bend more before it would reach a breaking point. And that's really important, and it can be the difference between having a catastrophic blowout or being able to, you know, I hit something really hard and my wheel did bend.
Right.
And again, this is not our product. This is all product. All flow form product is going to be, and is every flow, are all flow forming products created equal? Sometimes. And, you know, everybody's process is going to be a little bit different. And unless you were a factory that made two different flow forming processes or had experience with multiple different flow forming processes, it'd be very difficult to figure out which one had pros and cons of others.
Right. So just kind of recapping on. So flow forming is pretty much, well, I guess the benefits of it is it's lighter weight, it's stronger. It's more elongated, so it won't
has more elongation.
Properties. Yeah, so it won't crack. It'll bend before it cracks.
Well, look,
it has a stronger breaking point, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, just that it would bend more than a traditional cast wheel before it would reach that breaking point.
Okay, I got it.
Right.
So now what's like the cost compared to like the
traditional cast wheel?
Yeah. Like is it a lot more money? Is it around the same price? And you know.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, look, every manufacturer is going to be different. I mean, the fact is, you know, flow forming has been around for quite a while. We've been doing it since the end of 2009, so 2010. So we're officially, you know, just over 10 years of building flow formed wheels. And there's been flow forming, you know, I think many companies now in some capacity do them. BBS has, you know, been doing flow forming for many years, you know, Work, Advent, all these different companies. So, you know, they all use a flow formed process in many different capacities. Doesn't mean that's all they do. They, you know, they still build, you know, a variety cast, and forged wheels. And some guys just build forged right. and flow form, and some just build forged. So like, you know, you got to do your research as far as when you're picking out a wheel, whether whatever manufacturer you're using, what's the process that they use, and you can put your apples to apples right. there. But yeah, so I mean, so the cost is, you know, especially if you look at our stuff, and I think this is probably the best example we should stay with because we know our stuff.
Right.
It's more expensive than our traditional cast stuff. You can go and look, and you know, if you buy an 18.5 in a cast wheel, an 18.5 in a flow form wheel, the flow form wheel is more money.
But is it a extreme difference, or is it like
it's different enough?
Okay.
Yeah, it's different enough. I mean, you know, we should have probably picked a specific style if we had known we were going to talk about this specific question,
right?
And maybe kind of researched it. But you guys can research it right there at home. I mean, that should be easy enough. But you know, my guess would be that if a wheel, let's say, costs on average of retail, you know, $160 retail, it might be $220, $240, $250
right?
Flow formed, and you know, for a set, you know, we do our best to keep wheels as affordable as possible.
Right.
Right. And that comes through with our flow forming product or with our cast wheels or traditional cast wheels.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, here's the thing. Flow forming is a degree of casting. So I don't want to say cast wheels. I'm trying to say traditional cast wheels to reference the fact that flow forming is a different type.
Right.
Right. And, you know, yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be a little bit more money. And so you have to decide if that's for you. And it may not be, right? Like, we're not – do I think flow forming on average is a superior product than the traditional cast wheel? When you start to look at the benefits and how the benefits could relate to use.
Yeah.
I think so. When you start to say, is a traditional cast wheel bad? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right? First off, those wheels have been around forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we build to the same load rating. That's not necessarily true. But we build to load ratings that are fine for whatever fitments are going on.
Right.
And we usually exceed that load rating by quite a bit. So even if it's a cast wheel, but that is an example of it takes more material most of the time to get a traditional cast wheel to get to the standards that we hold our wheels to.
So the cast wheel would make way a little more. You need more material to create the cast wheel in the same size as opposed to the flow form wheel. But the flow forming process is more expensive than the cast process. So that's where it becomes more expensive. Even though you are using more material in the cast wheel.
I understand what you're saying.
The process itself for flow forming takes more, which is why it costs more money than like traditional cast.
Right. So that's a good question. So let's sum that up because like you just kind of said it pretty well. And Nick's question essentially is if you're using less material on a flow form wheel, kind of why does that cost more money?
Something like
right?
that. Right?
Yeah. I mean, is that...
For the most part, yeah.
So the answer is because on a flow forming process, it takes a lot longer to produce. And the reason is because, all right, so when you cast the traditional cast wheel,
right?
You know, they got to get everything running, and they get everything cleared up. You know, basically what happens is they start getting these wheels injected into the mold. Then they come out of the mold, then they cool, then they start to go into the finishing process.
Right.
or, you know, there's a hardening process and different things like that. But yeah. what I'm saying is, you know, they come out of the mold and they can begin their life going down, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, right, straight out of there.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, there's a hardening process, and every wheel sometimes has a different variation of things to get them to their finished place. But
whereas flow forming, you need to do the mold. It needs to come out, and then it needs to be pulled.
Which, and it goes on to these special machines.
Which will take longer time. And then after that's done, then it'll go to...
the aesthetics portion. Or then it goes to hardening. Then it goes to aesthetics. Right. So
how much longer does it actually take?
It does depend. It does depend on the design. It also depends on the width. It also depends on a bunch of other variations. But there's more time there. And, you know, it's more steps. And, there's a lot more of... testing and quality control along each step. So you can just imagine it. So that's when you start talking about why does it cost more? It's because there's way more steps. There's way more QC. There's way more parts to the flow forming process than the traditional cast wheel. And so that's why they are more money. But like we've said a few times before, we do our best to make sure that we keep the product down as cost efficient as possible. So it's not like we say, oh, it's flow formed, and we just jack our margins out of whack because it's flow formed. We don't do that. So that's why I think you'll find, you know, our product to be competitively priced in the same type of positioning. Our cast wheels are going to be priced somewhere or price pointed somewhere compared to other, you know, all the other brands in traditional cast wheels, and our flow forming product will be priced kind of in the middle compared to all the other, flow formed wheels. And that's something you need to consider. You need to think about, you know, is flow forming something that, that benefits me, right? And so we can go into a few of those advantages, or maybe even some questions I could think of off the top of my head, that we get commonly. From people. Well, so I think the first thing is, let's talk about benefits. You know, I've heard people say, well, if you're not going to be on the track, there's really no benefit to having a flow form wheel. And that's incorrect. Because if you're a spirited driver, there's a lot of things like, you know, you're looking for something lighter weight in the car, whether it be for the power feel or whatever it may be, or you want to get into rotating mass if you're the person that's trying to really push for fuel economy.
Right.
There's a benefit there for the street. If you want to talk about elongation being a property, where does elongation come in? Well, it comes in when you're having impacts or suffering, over and over abuse. And where does that happen even more than the racetrack? And
on the street.
Right. A lot of times. And depending on where you live, but a lot of times. So that's one thing. You know, shock resistance, again, same thing. Increased tensile strength. So that's one of those things. And so for the people that will throw up the thing of like, regardless of what brand, you know, any brand you could think of, flow form. Well, I've bent the flow form wheel. Yeah, okay. We've said this before. Metal, not magic, right? Yeah. Like, you can bend anything, and you can break a forged wheel, and you can, you know, I mean, these are things that happen. Like, you know, I've had guys go to the track with forged wheels. You know, we know, and we do this all the time, and like. Then all of a sudden they really hit the rumble strips hard, or they come around, or they're dipping wheels off the, you know, off the course, or bouncing off of curbs or whatever it may be, and then they put the wheel on a balancer afterwards, and the forged wheel's got a wobble to it. So again, I'm not saying and I'm not taking a side on flow form being better than forged wheels or cast wheels. I'm not saying that at all. Just saying
stuff happens. Like no wheel is
safe from substantial impact.
Right.
Yeah. So I just don't want – again, I think we've done a pretty fair job in these podcasts about making sure that we don't try to take one side or another. We really come –
trying to be non-biased.
Right. And unless we call it a Koenig, like, you know, whatever, where we talk about Koenig product, and when we're talking about general wheel information, we try to come at you with general wheel information, not taking one side or another, not taking a bias, and, you know, hopefully that – allows you to make an educated decision, because that's all we're trying to do here, right? That's all we're trying to do. So they're good. You know, they're plenty good for the street in different capacities. I'm trying to think of what other questions we particularly get when people talk about flow forming. Nothing good's coming to my mind.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, like I said, I think it's an interesting thing. We do get a lot of questions on it. And, you know, people are always curious as to, you know, when they should get that flow formed wheel, sizing, different things. You know, we touch on the concavity thing quite a bit. You know, people, you know, with a lot of our, with our wheels, we do make two profiles, A and Bs. We list them on the website. We kind of note which ones are which. Just to surmise this whole thing, an A profile is going to be flatter to the face, but will have more caliper clearance. A B profile will be more concave, but will have less caliper clearance. And we're going to make a video on this. I know we've talked about this. We're going to specifically make a video on this. Right now, if you want to kind of get a glimpse of what that means, I would say there's two videos that we have up on our YouTube channel that have good information on this. One of them being, if you go look for the freeform in detail video, we have a good section right in the middle of the video there that kind of discusses it. And the second one would kind of be the wheel offset video that we did.
Right.
Both on our channel.
Because we do talk about the A and B profile and the caliper clearance. We actually have good reference point too. So you can, you can definitely see.
Yeah, the movement. So that's the deal. And that's basically what Flowform is in a nutshell. And I don't know that, you know, I mean, there's a lot more to it and there could be a lot more questions, I'm sure. But, you know, that's generally the process. And I think we also have a video on our YouTube channel, which is what is Flowforming, and it kind of runs through some of those things. It kind of shows you a little bit of the process. So, like our process anyway. So, so that's there. You could think of anything else that, that we should touch on?
Ran through everything. We talk about the shock resistant. We talk about elongation. Yep. We talk about the weight of it. Pretty much all the benefits of of doing a flow form wheel.
I mean, look, price wise, you know, if you're going to price them in, again, I'm going to use my hand as a meter, so it's not super accurate. But you know, you got your traditional cast wheels cost here,
right?
Your flow forming cost somewhere in this area, and a forged wheel cost being up here, and only you and your decision and your use can determine, you know, where that value is. You know, we have a lot of track guys. There's going to be a lot of track guys out there that feel very strongly about running a forged wheel, and they spend all the money to run forged wheels. We have a ton of guys running flow form wheels on the track.
Absolutely.
And they run them because they offer them a lot of advantages for a very, very cost affordable price. And so, plenty of two, and we still have guys that run our traditional cast stuff on the track too. Yeah. So I listen, there's wheels fall in all budgets, and I would say that as long as you're very cognizant about where you're using them, how you're using them, inspecting them, regardless of what kind of wheel you have, routinely, if you're really putting them through the paces and that hard, you know, use, then I would say you can use wheels for, you know, for really whatever you have to do. Just make sure they're properly load rated and keep in mind, like what I said before.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's kind of it. So, nothing crazy for this Wheel Wednesday. We just wanted to kind of get with you, say hello. We kind of got you through the hump of the week. And I don't know. That's pretty much it. If you have any other questions about flow forming, go ahead and drop them below. We'll do our best to answer them. And we appreciate all the people that have been kind of commenting repeatedly on our podcast or Instagram posts and different things. Been super supportive about you know, the podcast and this different information we're putting out.
Yeah.
And hopefully we've been able to answer everybody's questions that have been sending them in. And that's pretty much it. So I think that's it. I think we're out of here for this Wheel Wednesday. For more info on the podcast, head over to koenigwheels.com/podcast. And we always forget to do this in the beginning, but if you wouldn't mind, throw us a thumbs up, a like, subscribe, whatever it may be. And we will be back with you next Wednesday as we get closer and closer to the SEMA show. Right?
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be something. So anyhow.
Exciting.
All right. That's it. We'll catch you next Wednesday. Peace.